Whoa. There we go.
You scared me.
Took time to get out the instrument, you know. And I can talk and play at the same time.
Well, this could be anybody.
Me?
Is it you?
Yes, you don't believe me.
With a calliope.
I'm talking a what?
A steam calliope.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was. Not a calliope, a calliope.
Is that a kind of train that goes
You've never
through
heard
the
of a steam calliope?
I have never, no.
Really?
No.
It was a keyboard thing, and the pitch was like an organ, like a pipe organ. And the steam,
what's your language here?
Steam came out of the pipes for the various pitches. Never
really?
Mind. That was a steam calliope. That was
I
cute.
Had no idea. Mr. Schwanee, I just came back from Mexico.
Again.
Yes. And I had the honor, really, of visiting again. I did 1 year ago. I spoke at the SPCA Puerto Vallarta big fundraiser that they do every year, but I had the honor once again of visiting this place, and I will be posting more and more on my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. It is a sanctuary for animals.
Yeah, you mentioned that the last time you were there, that it really is a true haven for
it
those
is.
Animals there.
Good word. Of yeah. course, you would come up with the word. It's what you do, but that's exactly what this is. So when animals are found, and they are all too often, on the streets of Mexico, or they're in abusive situations, dogs or cats, they're brought in to this facility. Sometimes they're brought in good health. Mostly they're brought in not such good health. Their illnesses can range. Sometimes it's pretty major. And mm-hmm. they will do whatever it takes to save the animal, above and beyond what you might think a Mexican facility could or would do. Not only because they're in Mexico, just because any city that's overwhelmed with animals, including our own, can only do so much. You'd think this place, like Treehouse Humane Society, in fact, which I'll talk about later in the show, does it all. I mean, they will find, if their veterinarian, they do have a staff veterinarian, which is rare in Mexico, if their veterinarian who's interested in shelter medicine, again, rare in Mexico, cannot do it, they will find a specialist. They will even fly that animal to the U.S. and then back to the sanctuary and then ultimately to be adopted to a family likely in the U.S. or Canada.
Sounds like they've got it down.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's the SPCA Puerto Vallarta. If you want to check out their Facebook page, it's not exactly checking their Facebook page, Dave, you ought to do that because it is then like going to Puerto Vallarta. It's the same thing.
Where I've never been, so that's on my to-do list.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah.
Puerto Vallarta sounds great.
As you know, I'm a fan of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was one more thing while I'm at it. So I go there once or twice a year, once over the past couple of years to this particular facility. But I go elsewhere, sometimes in Mexico as well. And I get asked all the time about safety. You know, people hear stories about Mexico. So I'm in Mexico, and I'm turning on the television. We were there a couple of days and hadn't seen television. So I turned on CNN, and I saw what was going on in California. And it just made me think that the world is a dangerous place. And, in fact, I would argue, and I don't know if data backs this up or not, that America is probably the most violent country on the planet. I don't know that, but probably more so than any other, including Mexico.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert. Here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, I miss 1 week, and the timing is all off. Thank you, Jasmine. This newscast that we heard by Mr. Schwanee, the award-winning Mr. Schwanee, brought to you by Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center. This is Steve Dale's Pet World. I am Steve Dale on WGN. A belated happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And more importantly, happy holidays! That's a dog toy we just heard. And when it comes to toys that we can get our pets, which increasingly people are doing for the holidays, it is more than a $60 million industry just getting holiday gifts for our pets. We thought we'd bring in the national expert. It is Ms. Miowski. Good morning, Ms. Miowski.
Good morning.
How are you? Not so good. You're coughing.
I'm coughing. It's the excitement of being here. I don't even know what to do with myself.
She does not know what to do with herself.
I'm beside myself being able to talk about all these great things for cats and dogs and even their humans.
And for Hanukkah, not only Christmas, for example.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a toy that says Gefilte. It looks like a fish. And when the dog squeezes into it, this is what happens.
That one always gets me.
Did you hear that? Were people able to hear that? Yes, I love that.
I think a lot of people might be saying "oy vey."
And that's a toy that looks like a snowman that dogs can squeeze, and then you hear that at maybe 5 in the morning when your dog gets up. So why do people insist, if they have a pet, on getting a holiday gift for their pets, Miss Miowski?
Well, in my opinion, every day should be a holiday because of the gifts that our pets give us every single day.
Aww.
So when we're opening our gifts on whichever holiday we happen to celebrate, on Christmas, on Hanukkah, whatever day, it's you can't leave these guys out because they know.
Yeah, yeah.
If they watch. And there are so many people that say when they wrap a gift and put it under the tree for their pet, their pet knows, and oftentimes they come down in the morning, and that's the only gift that's been opened.
I see. I've seen that happen myself, actually.
And different than children, they don't try to wrap it back up.
It's true. So give me one or two sort of trendy items for this
year.
So
if your pooch is going to be posing for the paparazzi.
And by the way, you can see this at WGNradio.com. Just click on video, and you could see all the gifts we're talking about, or at Barker,
all kinds of stuff.
At Barker and Miowski, the store itself on Armitage and Sheffield in Chicago. So go ahead.
All right. So one of my favorite new toys, which is guaranteed to bring a smile to anybody's face, is the Humunga Bling, which basically looks like a giant ball of dentures. But it's a grill for your dog.
It's got gold teeth.
It's got some gold teeth. And on one side, it's got some bling and rock star. And on the other side, it says dog. And when your dog has it in their mouth, it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I've seen some funny stuff.
Yes, you have.
So that is one of my new favorites. And brand new this year. It's awesome. And we've got them on sale at Barker Miowski $10.99, which is awesome deal.
Yeah.
So one of my other favorites are toys that give back. So a great company called Fluff and Tough Toys, which are the toughest plush toys.
So this is important to know, because one question you get asked all the time, I'm sure, what about the dog that destroys everything?
Right.
What can I get that dog? So here's something that might work at least for a while, because I don't think there's anything that is truly indestructible.
No, there's no
such thing. But if we come close, that saves all of us money, right?
Absolutely. And it prolongs the fun for the pets.
And this is called?
This is called the Charity Ball.
And it looks like a little?
It looks like a little red ball. Mm-hmm. Could be looking like an ornament. It's got green dots on it. And the cool thing is that Fluff and Tough donates the entire amount of the profits from this ball to rescue clubs, rescue societies, and groups in order to support the health and well-being of animals.
Yeah, so who doesn't love that? And it's nearly indestructible.
Yeah, nearly indestructible. That great line of toys. Love them.
Give me another.
We talked about Hanukkah a little bit, so some of my favorites are some of our Chewish toys.
Well, you are the queen of Hanukkah toys for pets, yes?
You know, we do have, pardon me, I'm all choked up here. It's so exciting.
Yes.
The Mensch.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
So it says?
It says Mensch.
Which means?
It means, you know, good guy, guy does for others, that kind of a thing.
In
it's a guy you want to know. It's a friend you want your dog to have.
Yes, and they squeeze it and it squeaks.
They squeeze it, it squeaks. That's kind of an awesome one. Certainly lots of great other things. Tennis balls with stars on them. Tomorrow is the first night of Hanukkah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's lots of fun. Can't forget the kitties. So for the kitties, this is a quintessential favorite. The ho-ho hairball.
In fact, you are the one. Don't talk about that yet.
Okay.
We're going to do that after the break. You are the one who has made this legal. for cats. In
Illinois now.
Yes. So if you have a cat, you should really be thanking Ms. Meowski of Barker and Meowski for what we're about to hear. But first, it is the amazing Miss Meowski who is in the studio. We are talking, and she is from Barker and Meowski, a paw firm. They are located on Armitage and have been for years in Chicago. How many years have you guys been doing what you do? 74.
We started in 1998.
Well, yeah, back in the day.
Did
back in the day, yeah.
Researched this with, did lots of lab tests and went to the test kitten for all of these things.
Well, speaking of the test kitten, you have something. I'm going to wait till we begin. Are we about to begin periscoping? Okay, so you could find us there as well, Steve Dale Pets. Because I want to, this is an important thing. This is something that is really necessary if you have a cat to know
yes.
about. It is now legal in Illinois to have catnip for your pet. And this is medicinal catnip, of course. It's from Miss Meowski.
Yes.
And in fact, it's called.
Grade.
Yes. Tell me about it.
This is Dr. Meowski's medical grade catnip. And it is actually ecologically grown in the U.S. In South Bend, Indiana, in conjunction with a community garden initiative,
Ooh.
A place called Unity Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is this great for cats, but it's good for humans as well.
Really? What do humans do with catnip?
No, it's the benefit that Unity Gardens gains in order to be able to...
I see. So people aren't supposed to roll around in this catnip.
Well,
it's for cats.
They certainly can. There are people
yes.
who drink catnip tea.
Yes, it's supposed to be... what does it do for you? I don't really know.
Well, in this, the package comes... complete with a prescription from Dr. Meowski where you yourself...
Which is you.
It could be me.
Yes.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Ah,
Dr. Okay. Barker couldn't make it today, so I'm here.
Yes, and there is a Dr. Barker.
And there are warning labels. There's a warning label on this.
It
says no cat tree driving... Sorry, no cat tree diving or dog taunting while taking this medical grade catnip.
Aha.
These are very
okay.
important things to know.
And
but catnip is great for refreshing some old toys. You can turn an old sock into a catnip toy, but then you might lose some socks.
Well, well, that's true. You could drop a wine cork, which is something you would never see
right.
in your house, of course. You could drop a never. Wine cork into an empty box and sprinkle some catnip in there.
You got a party.
Yeah. If you have cats,
it's
yes,
perfect.
You do. Yeah, yeah, she says. And that's all available at BarkerandMeowski.com or at the store. So what else have you got for the house?
Well, for the holidays, my thought was parents are sitting and reading their
squeaky toys.
Reading their parents the night before Christmas, and we have one of my favorite things, which is a little mouse hat.
Aw.
Put their cat in the little mouse hat. It's pretty stinking funny.
Very, not so much for the cat, perhaps. What else?
My cats actually really enjoy it.
Okay.
And I'm not lying at all. Well, you know, a lot of us like to have a little cocktail.
Yes.
So for the dogs, we do have to celebrate the holidays the champagne. Poirier Jouet.
The what?
Pour Chien.
Which
is a little squeaky
a
champagne
squeaky
bottle.
A squeaky toy that looks like a champagne
and,
bottle.
And we also have the Johnny Dog Walker Rough Label, Old Scotty Whiskey, which is another fun toy, new for the holidays. Again, tasty, healthy treats. One of my favorites is a great little tin of fresh liver treats that comes in the tin, and it says on it, pause to enjoy life's treats, dog wisdom. And it's something you can reuse. It's a great treat from one of my favorite companies, very healthy. You can hear, if there's dogs out there, they know that's liver. So don't let them jump up. They're going to know. So those are great. Lots of great tough toys for the holidays. Nothing indestructible. And if you want to see your dog's eyes pop out of their head,
huge.
Which we had happen yesterday with a very large dog who this made look small, it's a 24-inch plush candy cane.
So that's for a Great Dane or an Irish Wolfhound.
We had a Chihuahua interested in this yesterday.
Oh, come on, really?
They love. This is like big game hunting for your animals. And while they're opening their gifts, they can be decked out in a Santa Paws sweater.
You have a Santa Paws sweater.
Of course.
And that,
ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
And that doubles as a comfortable thing when it eventually might, I hope not, get cold out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your dog will look good and be warm at the same time.
Yeah.
And look very festive.
Absolutely.
Next week on the show, we learn about photographing. Josh Feeney will be here. He's amazing. His photographs are just incredible. So we all want to take pictures with our pets for the holidays. What's the best way to do that? He also contributed to an incredible book that's out now. We'll talk about next week. I have a question here from, I'm not sure who, in 608. I think didn't or couldn't hold on. What can I do because my cat cries whenever traveling in the vehicle? I don't have a carrier. I hold him. He's just not himself in the car. Well, that's kind of long to answer at the moment, but I'd certainly get a feel-away collar. That's a knockoff of a pheromone, and it can tone down the anxiety a bit. And drive to a good place. You know, cats are used to just going to the veterinarian in the car. So make it a good thing that happens after the car ride. Don't even ride the first time. Just turn on the engine and go nowhere. Go back in the house and feed the cat. Make it a good experience. Speaking of cats and good experiences, on December 12th at 4 o'clock, one of my favorite events is the Treehouse Lights of Love at 1212 West Carmen Avenue. Parking, by the way, is across the street, and this event is absolutely free. And it's to remember those cats, those dogs, those people that we've lost in the past year or so. Ms. Miowski, we're out of time already.
That's awesome. We killed it.
No, of course. So you can go to Facebook, WGN's Facebook page. We'll record a video just in about, give us 2 minutes. We'll record that video with some more products for
Happy
you.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having me on. Always so fun to play Santa Paws.
You are the best. She is Barker and Miowski on Armitage and Sheffield in Chicago.